turn it over. See? They have also discovered that, you know, by taking an ad and, say, running a half page as opposed to a full page, you don't get half the notability. Cutting from a half page to a quarter page doesn't cut in half. Okay? So, in other words, decreasing the ad size lowers the noting score less than the cost of the ad. See what I'm saying? Okay?
Is that typically how it's charged? The cost of a half a page is half of a full page?
That's right.
Yeah, is that right?
That's right. Okay, so see, like, if you buy a full page ad, that would be four times the price of a quarter page, eight times the price of an eighth page. Okay? Now, the way this is measured, if you go to page 5, this is average noting score by ad size. Percentage of page over here on the left, it says 101 to 200%. Now, that means a full page up to two pages. Okay? 200% would be a two-page ad.
Right.
Newspaper terms, that's called a double truck. You will notice, this is very interesting. If you run 101% to 200% of a page, Monday through Friday, 42% of adults will recall having seen the ad. On Sunday, 44% will recall having seen the ad. If you go to a full page ad, which a full page ad would be about half the price of a two page ad, it goes to 38 and 35. But look at this. If you go to 81% to 99%, it goes up. On Monday through Friday, 40% versus 38%, and then there's just a little bit of a change on Sunday, 35 to 34. And again, it's because of the function of what I just showed you here. All right? So if you were trying to decide, in this case, between running a double truck newspaper ad versus, say, a three-quarter page like this, which is your best buy? Which is your best value? Assuming you could tell the story adequately. Yeah. That's right. Less than half the money and only a little less than 2% change in notability.
So, does the newspaper industry try to suppress its reporters?
Yes, they do. That's why this one is for the television industry. This one was produced for the Television Bureau of Advertising. We also have another one that is produced for the radio industry. They have a little slide rule here that you can work that shows all these starch notability scores here, okay? Kind of cool thing. And, the newspaper doesn't want you to know this because, see, they're obviously going to say, Rich, you got to buy the double truck because you need the impact. That's going to make you look big. That's going to make you look successful. That's going to bring a lot of people in. It's going to make me more money.
Double truck, that's to haul the money away with?
That's right. That's to haul the money away with. Okay? And so, anyway, and you see it goes right on down here. Look, if you go down to, you know, well, 31 to 43%, okay, which would be about a third of a page, that's 26% of adults, you know, which is not down half, yet it's down way more than half from, you know, so the point of all this is, guys,
basically down 75%
Well, let me ask you this on newspaper advertising. Is there an advantage to, I would assume that there is, but would there be an advantage to, if you got the budget to do it, running 19 to 30% ads throughout that one newspaper than running one great big ad?
Dang, you're sharp. Yeah, that's what you would do, see?
You can go home and do it. All right, okay.
Yeah, see, that's what you would do. That's right. See, you could get, instead of running one full-page ad, run four quarter-page ads. It's going to cost you the same, yet you're going to have more frequency. Okay? Remember, there's three elements: reach, frequency, message. So the more frequency you can have, the more success it's going to be. This is the whole pitch behind the radio and the TV usage of this, is they say, look, if the full page ad is going to cost you $5,000, drop it down to a half page ad for $2,500, which is not going to reduce the notability appreciably. But then take the other $2,500 and invest it into the radio. Now you're going to have radio, which has the strength of creating want and desire, working in synergy with the newspaper, which his main strength is taking the now buyer out of the market and bringing him in today. So now we have radio creating the want, newspaper bringing him in. We're all doing it for the same amount of money, $5,000. Okay? So that's the way they use this to sell against each other. Okay? But there's a lot of validity to that. I mean, that really is a true thing.
Have you had any experience with classified ads as opposed to newspaper ads?
Yeah, and that's a kind of a different ball game. Okay, classified ads are very targeted, and classified ads can be very, very effective. You know, for selling specific product, and that's the thing. It has to be a very specific product, price orientation, and, you know, targeting specific segments of the market. Okay?
A lot of people read classified.
Oh, you bet. Absolutely, absolutely. Okay, on page 6, here's color versus black and white. There's a little bit of an improvement in average noting score with color as opposed to just the black and white ad. But again, you'd have to determine if, you know, on a full-page ad here, it's 41% notability with black and white, 45% notability with color, but yet, you know, you'd have to determine it says a color ad improves noting score about 15% on average. Now, if the cost of doing the color ad would be less than 15%, it would be worth it. If it's more than 15%, it may not be worth it. So that's what you have to try and determine. Okay? Noting scores by section on page 8. Readership of ads within sections. Here's some of the newspapers that were surveyed on page 10. And then on page 11, throughout the rest of the survey, it breaks it down to specific industry categories and shows how these numbers work out for particular businesses. Okay. So this can be of incredible value to you in helping to leverage your clients' newspaper and other advertising dollars. Okay.
There's one other type of radio advertising that's done a fair bit, and it is intended to bring people in instantly or at that time, and that's the remotes.
The on locations. Yeah. Yeah.
Very expensive.
Well, they work. They can be very successful. But again, you have to, for any advertising, whether it be an on-location or a newspaper ad or anything else, three elements have to be there: reach, frequency, and message.
Right.
Now, some on-locations can work really good if they have, you know, the compelling offer and the compelling message and can reach enough people. I have seen some on-locations not work very good because they don't have that. Okay, the on-locations work better in a situation where the reach can be very broad. Okay, in other words, the more people that would appeal to, the more successful it's going to be.
Right.
You know, the on-location at the grocery store where they have some really compelling prices on groceries and stuff, you know, that can appeal to anybody. Okay, as opposed to, you know, something very specialized, you know, do an on-location at the Roto-Rooter place. Since
then, not going to do much good.
Not going to do much good. Unless you give away free beer.
Yeah, that'd be fine.
That'd be fine.
Yeah.
Everybody come down and get the free beer.
Yeah.
Free beer, hot dogs.
Yeah.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
Okay, so do you guys understand then how to utilize these starch scores? Okay, this is a very valuable tool, and it can really help you to leverage the ads.
Are these updated periodically? Or?
Yeah, they are. They are. They are. It doesn't change much.
Okay, they're pretty standard.
Uh-huh. Okay. Let's see, this one here. I don't know if this was... This one here was 1988.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so it's 8 years old, 7 years old at this point. But, you know, it does not typically change a whole lot. But you can really save your clients a lot of money and get more bang for the buck. You talk about leverage. This can be a very powerful tool in helping you to leverage. Okay? All right, any questions then about the START reports?
What is the starch?
Ask you the name of the company. Starch Hooper. I guess it probably was some guy's last name. I don't know.
Starch, Mr. Hooper.
Yeah.
Got to start with my business.
And Pete's Consulting.
Pete and Ben. Pete and Ben, or Ben and Pete. You guys flip to decide who's going to be first.
Then we have separate business cards.
We're just going to.
The one you have will be Pete and Ben, and his will be Ben and Pete. Okay, there you go. That's just peachy.
The lazy man, Dick, and what's that term?
The lazy and the shiftless and lazy man's way to easy riches. Oh, it is. Yeah, I think we'll do that on our next licensing promotion thing. You know,
there should be a grabber. Now that I got your attention.
Yeah. The shiftless and lazy man's way to easy riches. Do you want to be rich? Are you very lazy? We have the deal for you. And if you call before midnight tonight, get a free set of Ginsu steak knives.
Wait, not only
that. But wait, there's more.
Not 99, not 79,
but only $19.99.
Four times a year, and four easy payments.
Four easy payments. But wait, there's more. And with each purchase shipped out before tomorrow, you'll get a free Easy Rider rifle rack. Holds not one, not two, but three of your favorite rifles. Oh, it's been a long week. Yes, they do. Well, those infomercials work.
And amazingly enough, there are people that will purchase everything that comes out.
Yeah.
Everything.
Who's this Thursday kind of a guy that leaps up and screams in a high falsetto voice? Has all kinds of antics, weight loss.
Richard Simmons.
Thursday kind of a guy.
Yeah. Oh dear. Okay, well, I'll tell you what, I want to spend now some time talking about the yellow pages, of which there are lots and lots and lots of dollars being spent every year, as you can well see through the yellow pages here. Now, this is a little training course here that is designed to help you to understand more about Yellow Pages. There are Yellow Page consultants out there who have a whole consulting practice based upon Yellow Page consulting. Typically, the way that they work is that they will go into a business. They will, of course, identify the businesses through the Yellow Pages, determining who has the biggest Yellow Page ads. They will go in and they will say, listen, you know, I can save you money on your Yellow Page ad. We'll not reduce the effectiveness. Perhaps we can even increase the effectiveness, but I'll save you a lot of money. The only thing is I want you to pay me a percentage of the amount of money in which I save you. Okay? Now,
so they use the Yellow Pages to prospect.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Sure. Okay, now, and that's a very, very valuable thing, and a lot of people, you know, there have been a lot of consultants that have made a lot of money doing that.
Has 21st Century ever used that as a way in?
I have not, no, and Richard has not either. Now, some of our other consultants have taken quite an interest in that and, you know, pursuing that diligently. So I am not at this point going to profess to be any kind of a real expert on Yellow Pages. Okay, there are a few things that that would be important for you to know and understand, and ways to effectively sell that. If you wanted to do that, you could create another profit center in your consulting practice, and there's a lot of money to be made there. Some things to be aware of, though, is that it's only something you can do about once a year during a relatively short window, when right before the Yellow Pages closes. In other words, when they're in there selling the Yellow Pages in your market, that's when you need to be in there doing this. See, if the Yellow Pages have just come out, there's not much you can do for somebody.
Okay? Be a whole year before they could do anything.
Yeah, it'd be a whole year before they could change or do anything.
That's different. City to city.
Yes, it is. So the people that have been really into this, what they do is they travel around, you know. And I mean, there's Yellow Pages closing every single week somewhere. So I mean, you can pretty much follow that around and do it. But you know, in your own local market, it might be only something you're going to do, you know, once a year. But anyway, there's just a little exercise here that you can take your clients through that will kind of get them thinking about the Yellow Pages and why they should not typically maybe be spending as much as they are in the Yellow Pages, and how you could help them to save some of those dollars and leverage it a little bit more and make more money. First of all, you need to understand Yellow Pages is oftentimes sold largely through the fear of loss concept. Okay, it's sold on feelings of intimidation. Okay,
you're a credible business. You need to be in there.
That's right. And if you're not in there, it must indicate you're not credible. Plus, you need to have a bigger ad than your competitor. You don't want your competitor to have a bigger ad than you do, do you? Plus, the bigger your ad, the closer you get to the front of the section. And that's where you want to be, isn't it?
Right.
Okay? See, that's how it is sold, and it works. I mean, my heck, you look at these ads in here, and it's just phenomenal. But a lot of it is not real valid in terms of being that beneficial for the business. Okay? A bigger ad is not better. Being at the closer to the front of the section is not always the best way to be. And spending an incredibly large amount of dollars in the Yellow Pages is not always the best use of your dollars. Okay? So, here is a little questionnaire which you can utilize to kind of get your client thinking about Yellow Pages and perhaps of how they should maybe change it a little bit. So, here's the questions. I'd like to ask you a few questions about your Yellow Pages. How do you feel about it? Now, obviously, if they feel really excited and really good, then it's going to be difficult to get that to change. However, in most cases, you will find that they say, oh, man, it's costing me a fortune, but I just feel like I have to be there, you know, but it's costing me so dang much money. Wish I could save some of it. Okay, which is oftentimes the response that you'll get. Have you ever had a chance to talk to somebody who's knowledgeable about it other than someone who works for the Yellow Pages? The answer is probably no. Yellow Page salespeople are very highly trained, and they know how to really hammer you on this stuff. Here's a little exercise. Let's see. Jeff, could you please locate the beauty salon category in the Yellow Page for me there? Okay, stop. Notice how Jeff was looking for the beauty salon category. How were you doing it?
I was looking for essence.
Okay, but let's look. How were you doing it? Did you start at the front of the book and start
going front to back?
You're going back to front. You're going back to front. Guess what? That's the way virtually everybody does. And I've done this test in seminars. I've done it with people everywhere. And that's the way most people look through the Yellow Pages.
Is that both left and right hand?
You're
left-handed.
No, I'm right-handed. I'm right-handed.
That's the way I read magazines, too.
Back to front.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. See, and I thought it was initially a function of being either right or left-handed. But it isn't. And the reason why, I think, is just because of the way the book is laid out. Because the book opens from the right, okay? It's easier to go like this and let gravity do the work for you.
Right.
See? Gravity is doing the work for me here, thumbing the pages.
The other way, you'd have the front cover down.
The other way, you'd have to either be going like this, which takes more of an effort, okay? Or you'd have to pick the book up and go like this, which is very difficult to do, right? So people go back to front. It's the easiest way to do it. Now, what does that tell you about the fallacy of the way yellow pages are sold and presented? Why is it wrong? Yeah, theoretically, you know, you'd be better to go from the back to have your ad at the back of the section. Now, the way yellow pages is sold, I don't know whether you knew this or not. The way yellow pages is sold is that the biggest ads here, look up attorneys, lawyer. I think it's some lawyers or attorneys. The way that it's sold is the biggest ads are first. No, the biggest ads are first. Okay, now look at this. This is attorneys. You folks on the video probably can't see, but the way this works is that you look here, the biggest ads are first, and the color ads are first. So if you're big and in color, be first, okay? Look at all these full-page ads. This just blows me away. Full page after full page. Okay, now see, we get to these are three-quarter pages here, and see, so it goes full page and then three-quarter pages, see, and then it goes half pages, huh? They all are, guarantee you, they all are. Okay, half pages, see,
so and then the white space is the alphabetical.
Yeah, and then the listings are done alphabetically. But what the yellow page salesperson does is they sell based on the fact that if you have a bigger ad, your ad will be in the front of the section, or in the front of your category. And that's where you want to be, isn't it? You want to be right at the front, don't you? Oh, I guess, yeah, sure, why not? So buy the bigger ad. But we know that that's not necessarily the best way to go, because a bigger ad, puts you at the front, but people typically go from back to front. Okay? So anyway, that's the first thing you do, is the little exercise with the business owner, demonstrating to them that most people do go back to front, and that consequently being at the front of the section with a bigger ad is not necessarily better. That's the purpose of that little exercise. Okay, now, the next question, is name awareness important to you? Well, yeah, of course it's important. Okay? Do me a favor, and should I mention there's no right or wrong answers? Name a cola drink. Coke. Successful hamburger chain. McDonald's. National brand of mattress. Sealy. When you have a runny nose, you reach for a Kleenex. Okay, all of those companies have what we call market equity. We talked about that this morning, right? Market equity. What caused them to have that market equity? How did they achieve that market equity?
Thousands
of dollars worth of advertising. That's right. That's right. Not by being in the yellow pages. It is impossible to create name awareness or create that top of mind presence by being in the yellow pages. Why is it impossible to create that top of mind awareness being in the yellow pages?
Well, because people look up the yellow pages to find out an address or a phone number.
Okay. When do you look? The yellow pages is like this 99% of the time. It's closed. People do not read yellow pages just for the fun of it. When do they read the yellow pages?
They've made a decision to buy.
They've already made a decision to buy. They're looking for a specific product or a specific service. And so they go to the yellow pages. They are what's called a now buyer. They've already made the decision. They're going to buy now. Okay? So it doesn't do anything to create the want or create the awareness. The only thing that it can do is direct you to a specific place. Now, ideally, what you'd want to have happen is have that top-of-mind awareness already in place so that when you go to the yellow pages, you're looking for a specific company. Or better yet, you go to the white page, you have to look up the name and the company and the phone number. See? So Yellow Pages doesn't do that. And, you know, you ask the question, would your business be better off if more people knew your name before going to the Yellow Pages? Well, yeah. Okay, so then what we ought to do is take some of the, if we could maintain the same effectiveness in your Yellow Pages, but save you money at it, that you could take that money and either put it in your pocket or leverage it in other areas that gives you more top-of-mind awareness, wouldn't that be the best route to take? Well, yeah, probably would, okay? So that's the philosophy here. That's the whole foundation of what we're trying to accomplish here. Does that make sense? Okay? So you can take your time, you take your client through this little exercise here. What you want to do is be able to get his Yellow Page information. You want to get the billing and his Yellow Page confirmation contract that shows all the different things that they are doing, and then go back and analyze that and see if, in fact, there are ways in which you can maybe help him to do a better job with Yellow Pages. Now, typically, the way you do a better job with his Yellow Page advertising is by doing two things, okay? Number one is to create a new, smaller, but more effective Yellow Page ad. Now, how do you create a new, smaller, more effective Yellow Page ad? Well, you do it by obviously creating a smaller ad, but you make it more effective by integrating what into the ad? His USP, okay? And consequently, you know, it really, and there's been studies done that have pointed out the fact that Yellow Page ad, when it comes to Yellow Page ad, it's the same as newspaper. A bigger ad is not necessarily going to be better for you or give you more effectiveness than a smaller ad. In fact, the research I've heard actually says there's no verifiable research that says that, you know, anything larger than a quarter page in the Yellow Pages is going to be that much more effective. Okay? So why not? So the first thing to do is to reduce the size of the ad but make it as effective or more effective by incorporating the powerful USP. Secondly, taking the dollars that have been saved and investing them in synergistic media. Okay? In other words, media that will complement the Yellow Pages. Now, Yellow Pages is the most passive of all media. Now, if we wanted to complement that, we would go to the opposite, which would be the most intrusive media, which would be what?
Television,
radio, billboards, and to a possibly certain extent, newspaper. But see, if you go to a more intrusive media and couple that with your Yellow Pages, for the same amount of money that is invested, you greatly leverage those dollars. You get more bang for the buck. Do you all understand that? Okay, so that's the philosophy here. Smaller but more effective ad, reinvest the dollars in other areas, which the other areas may even be, you know, our marketing projects. They not necessarily even other media, but other marketing projects that will give more bang for the buck. Okay? So that's our ultimate goal. That's ultimately what we want to try to do. Okay, so here's the, you know, on page 5, here's the answers to the, you know, to the Coke and McDonald's and all that stuff. Okay? And just some name awareness information. All right, now, here is some interesting here. Before you can really do this, you need to have an understanding about how the Yellow Pages works. Most business people cannot read their own Yellow Pages contract. The directory publishers use a language and codes that are for their understanding only. It's kind of like lawyers. They like to use this weird mystical language so that only they understand it, so that you have to pay them to guide you through it. Okay? And what you need to understand is how the Yellow Pages are laid out, what the codes mean, and how expensive the ads are in your local telephone directory. Ads can be broken down into three basic categories: display ads, space listing, and trade items. Okay? The real money is in display ads. That's where the Yellow Pages makes all their money, in running those great big ads. Okay? So your advertiser will have some kind of a contract or confirmation order that might look something like this, that has a bunch of different codes and abbreviations and different things on it. And so what I want to do for the next few minutes here is to give you an idea as to how to read those and what those codes all mean. So the first thing you have to understand is, how is your phone book laid out? Now, phone books come in different breakdowns, either two-column, three-column, four-column, or five-column. This Salt Lake directory happens to be a four-column directory. Okay? I don't know what yours is. Do you remember offhand?
I think four looks like...
I don't think I've ever taken note of that.
Okay. Well, most people don't, but you know, if you're going to be working with Yellow Pages and perhaps doing some improvement there, it would be important to understand that. Okay, let's break for 1 second before we go into this. Okay, would you want to hit the button there? Okay, we are back now. The Yellow Page books are organized in either 2, 3, 4, or 5 column directories. And the first thing you want to do is determine which one yours is, because that's going to determine how these things are laid out. And what you will see here, then, is a description of all the different ads and the codes that are utilized for that particular type of directory. Okay? So there's your, on page 11, there's your two-column directory. Okay? Three-column on page 14. 15 and then page 16 are your four column directories, which is what we have here in the Salt Lake book. So what you can do then is you can look at the contract, you know, the confirmation contract that your client has regarding his Yellow Page ad, and look at these charts, and you can see what those codes mean. For example, on page 16 here, look at ad A. Okay, ad A, the abbreviation is QC. What that means is quarter column. It means it's a one column ad and one quarter of the column. Okay, ad B is a double quarter column, which means that it's still a quarter column, but it's double, two columns. C would be a triple quarter column horizontal, which is three columns, quarter, and it's, you know, horizontal, versus D, which is a double half column. Okay, it's half of the columns double. So anyway, that's how they describe all these goofy ads. So what you can do then is you know, look and see, based on the confirmation copy that your client has given you, you can look and see what size all these ads are. And it goes through here, and you can see all the deals clear up to, on page 20, there's your full page. Okay? So that can help you then to understand the abbreviations in the Yellow Pages. Do you all understand how that works?
What about all these other abbreviations? Like, for back on page 16, told us what the first abbreviation for each ad is, but there's that other 4UH2QC. They all seem to relate. Like, if you look at ad A,
yeah,
I could make that ad C. You have that TQC, the triple quarter column.
Then TQH is triple quarter column horizontal, meaning that's horizontal versus being vertical. Okay. And I'm not sure what the 6U means. I don't know.
Ad F looks empty too. Well, it's two columns.
What's that?
Ad F on that same page.
Metric display 2, yeah. It means it's two columns, but it's a metric size. It's not an actual, you know, quarter or half or whatever.
It would be half a quarter.
Which one?
MD2.
That means it's two column, right, and metric display, which means that the ad is listed in, or is structured in a metric size,
as opposed to
like a quarter column or whatever. And I don't know what those other
some of the different companies have different
terminology for these, and they abbreviate them differently. But if you get one that says 3QC, it should be that size ad you've got there.
Right.
See. Yeah. So you could go down whichever one of those your company's listing and see what the actual ad is.
Yeah.
Because I think they don't necessarily all uniformly use
the same thing. Right. So see, that's why you have this chart here, because you could then go see and look at the ad,
right.
and see what it is here, match it up to your chart, and that tells you what the codes are, and then that'll tell you what the codes mean on the billing. Okay?
Can I ask you something else now? You said this isn't to do with the sizing, but it is to do with the contract. Take a look at the person's contract. His old contract, or is this after he signed his new contract?
Well, if he's already signed his new contract, he's screwed. Yeah. Right. Yeah. So you need to find out, when does the book close? In other words, when do they have to have all those contracts in, and make sure that you are then in there ahead of that.
Pete and Ben.
Or Ben and Pete, depending.
Ben and Pete. We might have to do two ads, right?
Yes.
Or Ben and Pete would be closer to the front. That's where you want to be, isn't it?
Yeah.
There you go, Ben.
And, of course, if they ran a full page, with Ben and Pete,
that's right.
Or they should have AAA Ben and Pete Consulting Service. And believe it or not, that's why those companies, you'll see AAA cleaners and all that, you know, that's why they do it, is so they get the... Yeah.
You started out, someone to do A, and then you have AA,
and then AA. Yeah. Quadruple A. Yeah.
This is a bit off. Maybe it's not a big deal around here. Back home it is, where a lot of our goods and services come out of Saskatoon, and we live in Podunk, Saskatchewan.
Yes,
If I'm looking for auto parts,
okay,
use
auto parts.
Auto parts. I have a couple of cars, but I'm looking for auto parts. So I will go to auto records in the yellow pages, and the guy that has an 800 number is the guy I'll phone.
Okay, that you will call a guy with an 800 number because what was the rule I gave you this morning? Make it as easy as pie for people to buy. The 800 number does that. Makes it easy as pie for people to buy. So they do. That's a very important point. The easier you can, and see, that's another thing about leveraging these ads. Okay, if you make it easy as pie for people to buy by giving them the information that they need in order to make the buying decision, like they have the 800 number, put the price in there, you accept MasterCard, Visa, you know, the hours of operation, those are the things that people need to know, and those are the things that's going to make it easier for them to make the buying decision or make it easier to choose you.
Like the single most reason I responded to your ad originally, 800
number, yeah. Get something for nothing.
Key to get you to respond now. Exactly. If I looked at the area code and it was 801, I don't know. Just play down the goddamn United States. I don't know what I want. I like you to put it off. I like you to serious.
Yeah, that's right. Make it as easy as pie for people to buy. Okay, now. Apple pie. All right, and then here on page 24 are space listings. And these are in-column listings as opposed to display ads, okay? And the different abbreviations that they use there for those.
That's these right here.
Yeah, that would be like this, okay? They're space listings as opposed to display ads. Okay, or let's see. You know, like that. See?
You see a lot more of those now that some of these Yellow Page consultants went through this area about 3 or 4 years ago.
That's right, because they a lot of these are very, you know, they'll say that those space listings are much, much more effective and more cost effective than the display ads.
Just a
space lifting.
It's an in-column ad.
As opposed to this.
And they have certain restrictions. They'll let you do a logo in there for a certain charge, but there's certain artwork they won't let you put in. If you want actual artwork and graphics, you have to go to a display ad.
So that's why this isn't a space listing? Because it has the artwork?
Yeah. No, that's not artwork. They'll let you
for a logo, they'll let you do that for a price, and they'll let you do color and text, but they wouldn't let you put that picture in, for example, there, or that one.
Okay.
Or you can't put writing up sideways, or, you know, anything that gets real graphic, they won't allow you, and the idea is if you want to do that, they want to charge you more to go into a full display ad.
Yeah.
Everything in Yellow Pages is geared towards getting you to spend more money to go up into a bigger ad. I mean,
right.
The whole thing's psychologically set up to do that.
It's brilliant. You know, it's incredible. And, okay, then here are trademarks and in-column displays. And these things are what he's talking about there, okay? And some of these can be very, very valuable, all right? Like, you'll see certain ads, like if you look up, like let's say you were looking for Michelin tires, okay? And you look up under tires, and you look for Michelin, and it'll list Michelin and have all the dealers who sell Michelin tires underneath that. Those are very valuable things, okay? So I wouldn't mess with those. I wouldn't even, you know, try to change those, because those are really, you know, typically those are often paid for by Michelin Tire, as an example, and so, you know, your client is going to get the benefit. Those are really valuable things, okay? And those are called trademarks and trade items, okay? And then here's abbreviations for other trade items and listings and other things that you will see on the bill. They're on page 26, and the white page is on page 27. All right, now, the way you do this, and keep in mind, I am not professing to be an expert on this. If you really want to pursue this type of consulting, I would, you know, urge you to, you know, maybe seek out more information. But again, the idea is to do two things. Number one is to reduce the size of the ad, make it more effective at the same time, thereby saving the client a significant amount of money, which you can then use to leverage other things by either buying other media to create more synergy, or by buying other consulting projects, or doing something that's going to, you know, give them more bang for the same amount of dollars. Here are some samples, as you'll see, of the way some of these ads have been reduced. Now, I am not going to suggest to you that these ads here, beginning on page 29, are necessarily any more effective. We did not do these ads. Okay, this came from someplace else. So, what these ads illustrate, more than anything, is how the reduction takes place, the reduction in size. I'm not going to say that these smaller ads are going to be more effective, because a lot of these don't have the USP integration and don't have, you know, a compelling offer and everything. But what they do illustrate is how you can, you know, effectively reduce the size of the ad and still get, you know, some of the same concepts
any,
in.
Any theory on this ego thing where the guy puts his own picture in?
Well, I don't know if it's just if it's as much of an ego. I'm sure that that's part of it, but pictures are also, you know, effective. People do get drawn to pictures of other people.
Okay.
And it can be an effective tool for generating attention, okay? In other words, putting the picture of the guy in there, it does tend to get people's attention, because they look and say, well, you know, who's this goofball? Even more importantly, which is not done here, one of the things that people tend to read first and foremost in any kind of an ad are captions under pictures.
Okay?
So, you know, they could have made this even much more effective if they would have put the picture and then had a caption underneath the picture that maybe, you know, had the USP. In this case, they have the picture of the guy and his name and, you know, world's greatest tire salesman or something like that. Saves you thousands of dollars on new tires. I you know, whatever. Or Hondas or whatever this guy is selling. Okay? Anyhow, here are just, you know, some examples of how these ads are reduced and possibly money to be saved there. Okay? And just some different examples here. The way to effectively sell this to your client is to come back in with the ad already done and, you know, show them how it can be reduced. And so this would necessitate probably working with a graphic designer and designing a smaller yet more effective ad, which integrates your USP and, you know, all the other things that you have effectively discovered about your client. Okay? So if you just go through here and you can look for, you know, some of these different ads and see how they were reduced and different things that can be done. Okay? Any questions about that?
What's your take on the heavy border on most of these reduced?
Well, the purpose of that is obviously to help set the ad apart and to get more attention to it. And it may certainly do that, okay? The border does make it distinctive and would certainly, you know, help the ad to stand out a little bit. And if you look through some of these Yellow Page ads, like in any phone book, some of them are really, really bad. I mean, just based on what you've learned here today in terms of what makes an effective ad, you know, a lot of them are really, really weak and just are not going to be that effective. You could fine-tune them just by rewriting the copy based on the principles which we've learned here today and get a lot more leverage out of those ads. All right, so...
In the reworked ads, they seem to favor horizontal space. Is that...
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know if horizontal is better than...
Because it's cheaper. And so that's a cheaper ad than that, and they're feeling like they can get just as good an effect out of that. Other thing they do is really reduce the name of the business... but really upsize the
headline. Yeah. Yeah. And see, that is important, too. I mean, I don't really care so much...
Go back to what you said about it doesn't create name recognition.
That's right. I don't care about the name recognition. I just care, you know, if I have no other information about this company, if I have nothing else to go on, I want to be seeing the benefits. I want to see what's in it for me. I don't really care about the guy's name or his picture or anything else. I care about what is in it, what's in it for me. And so, you know, focus on those benefits. See, if you go look on page 45 for this appliance ad, okay? They summarize the benefits, okay? All major brands serviced, one-day service in most cases, which is important, huge do-it-yourself parts selection, new appliances, see our showroom. That's, you know, listing a lot of the specific benefits. And it has eliminated some of the stuff that's kind of trite and meaningless, like we're known for personal service and integrity. Well,
repairs on all major brands. Well, of course, you'd expect to do that.
Yeah, and they said that all major brands service. That is an important concept, which they just shortened down. See, now, yeah. Now, see that I was going to say there's two things on here that I think that were a mistake. Number one, getting rid of the Visa and MasterCard, and the hours. Yeah, yeah. So see, sometimes that's why I say that a lot of these ads I'm not going to say are really the greatest ads in the world. So take it more from the idea of how we can reduce the size and all that, as opposed to exactly what's in the copy. Use the things that you have learned here today as far as the actual copy writing effectiveness. Okay, page 46, canceling a Yellow Pages order. Okay, there's a form letter which you can use to help you to do that. And then here are some additional forms on page 48. 49 is the interview questionnaire response form from the questions that we asked earlier on. You can just use that form. And then on page 50, this is the potential areas of savings, where you list the book name and closing date, the categories that they are in, their current ad that they're running, suggested ad, and the pricing. And you can see there's they showed a significant savings here, down from $61,000 down to $14,000, which is a savings of over $46,000 a year. It would, certainly would. Okay. Page 51, proposed Yellow Pages savings plan. Simply show here how much money they're going to save, and then your proposal, what exactly you're going to do with those dollars that you save. Okay, you're going to invest it in other media, other marketing projects, or whatever. So you can,
question.
Yeah.
This is part of pillar number five, project number five, right?
It could be, or. Personally, if you were going to do this, I would do this as a separate project.
Okay, so you don't include this as,
I wouldn't.
As a standard part?
No.
Of
Okay. I would not include this as a standard part of the media project, because it really is an entirely different thing.
Although you could use that project perhaps to introduce...
You could use it to introduce other things and to set up...
This.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because this could involve a lot of time.
Yeah, it could.
So my question is, would you then charge for this as a separate
project? I would charge for it as a separate project. Like I said, I have not done this. This is not my area of real expertise, but it could be a potential area that you could charge as a separate profit center, that you could do as a separate project, that you could in actuality form an entire consulting practice around strictly doing Yellow Pages.
The way it's set up here is a little oriented against Yellow Pages, which isn't, I mean...
Yes, it is. This is oriented against Yellow Pages, yeah.
But I think the 21st century idea of it's more important that the USP is integrated all through the ad, and that the ad covers as many of those four parts of the sale as possible as far as...
Right.
Anything it does to create customer for, finding and fill a need, and it's benefit-oriented. Those things are more crucial than the size of the ad, as far as
plus the whole concept of leverage, because if you can get more bang for the buck, in other words, if you can reduce get the same result out of a smaller ad, then you've leveraged it. Yeah. Okay.
But you wouldn't do that except as a separate project. You wouldn't do that as a standard part of point.
Not unless it was just a real simple thing. If you guy had one little Yellow Page ad that I rewrote or something, then yeah, I would. Okay. For example, our apartment community guy, we rewrote his Yellow Page ad. I mean, just one little deal, and wasn't any big thing. We just included that as part
bonus.
Of the project. Yeah, bonus. Bonus. The reason this is kind of geared towards, negatively against Yellow Pages is because... Well, a lot of this is geared towards switching those dollars into other areas, okay? So, anyway, 8 steps to success on page 54. Research the Yellow Pages, find the biggest overspenders. All right, you just go through your book and see who's running all the gigantic Yellow Page ads and not doing it effectively. Make the call, ask questions, acquire a confirmation copy, research the individual accounts, find the potential areas of savings. Return with suggestions and recommendations. Provide the client with rough draft of the forthcoming Yellow Pages. Have clients sign the commitment, contract, or... Boy, there are 3 of the words I told you not to use. Sign, contract, and commitment.
All in one step.
Yeah. Sign the contract, which will commit you to spend. Provide the client with codes, prices, and camera-ready copy, photocopy, Velux, and have the Yellow Pages salesperson sign that they received the copy. All right. And then here, this is just a little article that was reprinted from a magazine about plumbing and heating and air conditioning, basically, about how to get the biggest bang for your Yellow Pages. You guys might want to read this and get some ideas about that, how to make it work best.
It's
see the lawyers down here just got to advertise like crazy to keep their head above water, or what is?
Oh, there's so darn many lawyers here. They just, you know, I mean.
If that ad brings them one personal injury case and they're making 33% of an $800,000 settlement,
it's worth it.
It's just that there's so much money in that business off one client. So if that ad brings them one, it pays for the whole year.
The comparable to the right industry in Canada is the escort service.
But that much of the yellow pages is filled up.
So now, Ben, how would you know about that? Which escort service is the best? What's their USP? What's their USP, Ben?
More bang for the buck.
Oh, more bang for the buck.
Third end, it looks like you're pretty much prepared to make a whole business out of going into those escorts.
Horizontal. Okay.
Frequency isn't important there.
Oh, and penetration.
Penetration is very important.
Oh, dear. That's all recorded on the video, so anyway. Okay, any questions then about the Yellow Pages or about any media that we've talked about today? Any of that stuff?
Very interesting.
Any questions? Has this been beneficial for you today, or do you feel like you've just been overwhelmed with a bunch of stuff? Both. A lot of information, huh? Yeah. Well, the thing about it is that this project is not one of the core four. It's not one that you're going to do with everybody, and it probably will be a while before you do it anyway. Okay, so just keep in mind that you don't have to know it all today, and don't worry about knowing it all today. You have a good overview, and right now you probably know more than most business owners and most media reps anyway, at least as far as how to make the stuff work effectively. And so when you get to the point in your practice where you are doing it and working with media, you know, don't be afraid to call and let us, you know, help you out and work through it.
An area that if somebody is gracious enough to hire you to do for a fight, Trojan, that you may just go in before the bank.
Yeah.
And it might be a good point. It might be a good means to generate some revenue to help that pay for your service.
That's right.
You know,
yeah, and actually some of this is done in Project 2 as well, and the USP project, when you integrate the USP into their marketing, obviously, you know, you want to integrate it into the Yellow Pages and all that. Yeah. Okay, any other questions about media then? Okay, well, that's it for Project 5, media. You want to hit the button there and...